things here. We need to talk about the probate agreement. I want to talk if that's moving forward today, but first thing we need to talk about is Summit and their will serve letter. Let's talk about that before we bring them in. Is there any specific issues that the board has or wants to talk about?
Okay. Can I start?
Go ahead, Bob.
Go on.
Because you've got it all.
We formed a task force with the intention of developing language that would be satisfactory and protective of both the district, Summit, meet their needs, and Summit's potential future customers. We did reach a work product result this morning, just in time work product. In fact, they're starting to refine it. What it actually is in my mind, an acceptable, relatively low risk commitment to allow Summit to take that document and try and obtain financing and form a basis for a springboarding conversation over time to possibly enter into a formal will serve letter on additional phases. I think it's appropriately conditioned. I think it's something that we probably could live with and should live with at this time. Having said that, I have a very deep-seated feeling that any good deed goes, good deeds do not go unpunished, basically. And the scenario that worries me most is that by issuing any sort of will serve commitment to Summit, that it's going to be a problem for us as we move forward negotiating with Alito on the final transfer of her shares, with Wolf Creek Water and Sewer, and what those shares actually mean in terms of voting, non-voting, applicability towards mitigation, cost, all these sorts of things in the future. I think this will serve letter is going to be an unknown variable, and in my mind, predictably not favorably viewed. Additionally, I believe that this will serve letter, even though it's appropriately conditioned, is going to be difficult to communicate to the general public as anything other than a water district with no water, continuing to give concessions to Summit, who is often viewed as in the same category as ISIL.
good call.
Having said that, additionally, and most importantly, we're going to have to mitigate at the Cobay site, which is our best and only. It's not just the pick of the litter, it's the only dog we have in terms of getting identified water. We don't know, we don't even have a test well down there yet in terms of how much water could come out of that hole. But once we do get satisfactory test well results, we're going to have to engage Wolf Creek Irrigation and Sewer, our water and sewer, their irrigation company, and they've been resting up and they're baited for bear here, okay, in terms of how they're going to make this. They've characterized it to me as a mini Summit agreement. So this is not going to be an insignificant lift, particularly when they recognize fully that our intentions are, no matter how appropriately conditioned, are going to be driving towards providing Summit with additional financing, additional opportunities to build homes up there, when in fact they've only built 7 homes on the 154 we've already given them. Arguably, one could say that their grasp, that their reach far exceeds their grasp, that they're chewing with their mouths full while ordering more food at a restaurant. Okay, so that's just Bob's sort of Bob world. But I'm telling you, this is not without risk. Mm-hmm. But having said that, I think that with the appropriate sort of pseudo commitment here, at least we'll understand what their financiers want, and we are going to get money from them to pay for this test well. Mm-hmm. So that's the only benefit we derive. I think we're assuming a lot of risk, and I'll defer to you guys. But the letter that's been drafted by Chris, and I might add heroically, late mm-hmm. last evening, and with some of Don's feedback, is viewed to be a non-committal letter with no real risks. And it's probably something that we need to review very carefully and decide if we want to do it.
So,
and what, let me has ask, anybody had conversation with any of the folks from Summit? Do they view it as what they need?
They yeah. think it's very close to what they need. They're in process now revising it. They wanted a couple little things taken out.
Okay. So, I think they have seen it.
They have seen it.
They've been at the table.
Okay. So let me ask this. If we drill that new well, Paul,
yes, sir.
Where the financing we have available for that new well,
yes, sir.
the mitigation on that well, could we use water to mitigate that well that we're pulling out of Hidden Lake?
Sure. It will up the ante.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is we need to, in my opinion, Bob may feel a little different. Wolf Creek's pain in the ass. And the only way we can deal with them is this year was great. You know, they tried to get me into another agreement, another $16,000. I told them pound sand, we're not doing nothing. We were fine. Mm-hmm. Now, the reality is when we drill that well down there, it's going to need mitigation.
Yeah.
But we could mitigate from some of that other water. Now, I know it's expensive water because we're paying to pump it out of the ground. We could even mitigate probably some from that spring that we're not using. I don't know that, but we could probably do some mitigation there. So I think that as far as that goes, and I know it's a little different conversation than the will serve letter, but that's some of the mitigation that we have in place to deal with right now as we move forward on that well, because there's going to be enough people not wanting us to drill any well on that mountain, let alone our well.
Elita's crowd is sort of the same crowd.
Yeah, but wasn't the Kobe purchase for the express purpose of mitigating at the spring, which now we're going to go deep water and we're going to use that? We'll use those shares first, won't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But it's going to be under the terms that are agreeable to Wolf Creek irrigation.
Oh, of course. And that's, I don't mean to get in your deliberation here, but my perspective is this. That is why, number one, that we still need to move with all haste to get the Kobe's shares. Number one, now, right now, get them, so that we don't have that party to deal with in terms of what we're going to do in terms of drilling this new well and producing and mitigation, and then we're focused on powder on Wolf Creek. And that's when this is a word of advice, something that's just been bothering me. This is kind of a sidebar thing, but this is where Dawn shines would be in this thing. Mm-hmm. Dawn and I go to them and we work them. But I just advise you, use Dawn sparingly and use him carefully. Dawn is a zero-sum gain type guy. He will drive to the very last breath of something, and he's not a negotiator. He's good, and you need to hear him, and you need to listen to his advice, and then you need to take that advice and just make business decisions. I guess that's the best way to put it. So that's how he works best. I've worked with Don for decades now. I know his personality, and I know how he acts, and he's not cheap. Mm-hmm. He's charging you $185 for every hour he spends.
I'm saying he's not cheap, and I don't mean to say this, but you guys aren't cheap either.
No.
Just so you know, there's nobody cheap. I haven't seen anybody that's working cheap up there. I understand that. In the middle of signing checks right now, and I'm seeing the checks that are coming through.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that this, I didn't, I'm assuming this last money that we're paying you is probably most of the money is probably for the survey study we had done.
What's this Carnival Cruise Line, man? What's
that? Yeah. Some of it, but understand also that what you're paying me a lot.
Wait,
you know, half of that comes well.
Section?
Half of my annual my monthly fee comes back from Summit.
Summit.
We get reimbursed, and anything else
have
I can
been,
back charge
them
on back check.
Have
they're
Summit
a little
business.
Bit behind.
Little
we're going to bang on them right
little
now.
Little behind.
Yeah. Okay. That's why we needed to move from the PT account. But they pay. I mean,
they
we bang on them and they pay. So
okay.
I understand. I knew I was walking into that.
I knew you were walking into that.
Walking
so, but I'm saying that.
Okay, will serve letter.
Back to will serve. Back to will serve.
Will serve letter.
Back to will
serve. Before we go to will serve, can I just ask, since we were on the Elita issue, can you just give us a brief.
There's no way out. It's mission critical. It's the airway of this district. Pardon the medical analogy.
Where are we as far as closing the deal?
Because, Chris, there was an issue in terms of voting, non-voting shares. We felt we might be getting second-class shares. We still may get second-class shares. Don is going to be the negotiator, feels that these shares are full freight to start with and we'd be able to get something out of them. I still have a paranoia about bylaw manipulation, but there's no way.
We'll acquire voting shares and then Wolf Creek's intent is to change those to non-voting shares, but that means we would give up something.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to enter negotiations.
So that's what's kept us from it, is that if they're full voting shares, we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
If they're non-voting shares, there could be a real problem because our shares could become technically useless.
Mm-hmm.
And not likely be used for Medicaid
mitigation. And what will catalyze that process is some of this other stuff.
So we're going to talk about that today. Are we ready? Are we going to try to pass that agreement today?
Yes.
So we're going to pass
the
an agreement
terms
today.
Are agreed upon. It was just this last issue.
So we're going to go with it today, and I think it will end up passing. I think, and I'm still of the opinion that we should have litigated it and not bought it because we paid them money for stuff that's already should be ours. Because we have no water in this district. None, zero, not
right,
a name.
But if you go to litigation, we'll be 2 years down the road going, we need these shares.
I understand.
That was a Kevin Wendell type issue for me a few months ago. I've gotten over it.
I understand.
I want to avoid that.
I just think it's it's not right. So, okay, back to back with Summit. Guys, what I want to do on the Summit agreement, they're working on some things right now.
Shouldn't start drinking something.
With Chris. I would like to pass something on this and give some permissions, if we don't have it all down, that Bob and I can move this thing forward. We do need to get it signed. My explanation, you two haven't heard it yet, but I will say what basically we've done is in this agreement, what I wanted to say is we walk into Nordstrom's, and I tell Nordstrom's that I've got a product I'm designing. Will you give me some shelf life for it? And Nordstrom says, absolutely. It's going to be a great product. So when I get the product design, I can put it on their shelves. All they're asking is if they bring water and sewer to the table, if they can hook into our district. I'm saying yes. That's what the letter needs to say at the end of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
So I think we're all good with that.
Does that mean what they're
asking?
They told me it was, right?
True.
Did he not just, he sat right there and said, that's what it is, because I've been pretty stellar saying we're not responsible for getting the water to the table.
Mm-hmm.
One other caveat, money. What was it on 100?
Two and a quarter. They've agreed to pay, no strings attached, and that.
Two and a quarter.
$225,000.
$250,000.
That's what they were willing to do.
Okay. So I don't know if that's in this document or not, or if we add something to it, or what we do on that right there. So, does anybody? Is everybody comfortable if I bring Summit in and we talk to them about this and make sure that we're all on the same page, and then we'll try to pass something in open meeting today?
I just have one question. You said that they had raised a couple issues that they wanted to see either added or removed from
They want provisional
removed. And I'm
provisional removed.
And I understand.
I typed that they were going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're an attorney, and you can understand that. But that brings
word
up.
That means provisional.
Well,
synonym for provisional. Highly conditioned?
Okay. Yeah, well, that's going to be more of a problem.
Yeah, I know. No,
let's bring them in when we're ready, and let's talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
Now you almost like to be a commissioner, Bob. Matt's done talking about this.
He wasn't even here for Mike.
Let's finish up the other items that are not Summit emergencies, okay? I stand by this comment. Summit is like a Led Zeppelin 24-hour-a-day radio station. It's like all Summit all the time. Having said that, let's talk about these other things before we drag them back in, okay? And if I may.
Well, if we can. Some of the things we can't talk about.
Okay, and I'm just springboarding off of things we're going to have to take action off, which makes sense. So the Alita Kobe shares is a bend over. We've got to do it and hope for the best, okay?
So
likely dropped something, and we need to take it off.
Soap on a rope.
That's even worse than Ben.
Okay.
So we contact Mike Malmberg, say we're ready to go, but prior to any transfer of money, we receive the 13.5.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The 2017 budget, if you haven't had a chance to review that, you missed the 2000.
We can't talk about that here.
What?
We can't talk about that here.
Okay.
Okay.
We can't talk about fees here.
Okay.
We can talk about the approval of the Summit Will Serve letter. We can talk about the COBABE agreement.
What about this PTIF account?
We cannot.
Okay.
Then we cannot talk about those.
Okay.
We've already talked about the budget and the PTIF already.
If they were posted, then we probably could, but since.
They're posted on the regular agenda.
Yeah, they're on the regular, but they.
We could talk about that.
Not closed.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Not those items.
Oh, sorry, Matt, I thought.
Nope, nope.
Missed our change.
Are you motion to come out of close and then open?
But that's okay, because.
I'll make a motion.
I second that.
Close the close and open the open.
I'd like to second that motion.
Aye.
Aye.
You want to.